Blog Talk Radio. Hey, this is Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. I recorded this show earlier live and deleted it because the information was so good and the sound kept dropping out. And I want you to get this. If you are a person that's into the law of attraction, this show will sum it all up really nicely for you so that you can really start to use it for your highest and greatest good. And I share this as a woman who has coached hundreds of people, and I see where we struggle with these concepts, and I'm a seeker too. And so I found a piece of information in a book that I think would be really beneficial to anyone seeking a transformation who believes in the power, God, of the universe, of our desires. So hang out, relax, get a pen and paper. The show is for you. If you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. And now more than ever, we have to ride our ability to create what we want, right? There are things going on in our world that feel outside of our control, but there is some control in it. And that control comes from you being willing to step into your power, to use the principles of the universe to create the result you most desire. If you are ready for that and you want some support in creating the life that you want, hit me up, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. We can do some sessions together. I can support you in just transforming your whole life, whether it's dating, you want a really amazing relationship, you want an amazing job that meets your needs, and you want to feel financially secure, you want to start a business, you want to be healthy, you want to be happy. You can use all of these principles to create the life that you want, and I want to support you in doing that. You can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, so I was reading what I've been doing in my pandemic time is reading, because, you know, that's what nerdy women do. We get a book and we learn something. So this is taken from How to Attract What You Want, The Law of the Mind, or Law of Mind is the actual title. So How to Attract What You Want, The Law of Mind, also known as Attaining Your Desires. And if you want this book for free, I'm not affiliated with You Are Creators, but they have an app, a Law of Attraction app, where you can get all of these old school Law of Attraction books for free. And I will say the app does have some ads in it. So if you can get past the ads and really look for the nuggets of content, it's great. Also, because I love transparency, the books don't just immediately open up really pretty in your reader. They're PDFs, so you have to make them bigger and smaller as you go along. But if you can get past that, it's a really great resource. So the Law of Attraction app, You Are Creators. I'm a fan of their affirmations and their YouTube channel. And so they've put out all of these books, these older Law of Attraction books that I think the wisdom is amazing. Of course it is, right? It's what we love. It's talking about divine intelligence and the universe and the Law of Attraction. But there's a passage in this book that I thought, oh my God, that's exactly how the Law of Attraction works. I have to share that with everyone. So I'm going to read you the passage. And I'm just going to read it. I was going to give you some backstory. It's funny because I've already recorded this show and now redoing it. I don't keep notes around. I'm like, did I say that in the last show? But my spirit guides were just like, you just have to do it like it's the first time. So, how to light the pathway of your life. of your life. Suppose you were in a room where every comfort had been provided for you, but the room was in total darkness, and you were unable to locate the thing you desired, although you were conscious of their presence. You were told that the room was electrically lighted, and instinctively you began to grope your way around the wall, where you were accustomed to looking for a light switch. For hours, you pass your hands up and down the wall as far as you can reach until you feel quite fatigued. You are about to give up and search and the best and make the best of a bad situation. But overlapping this thought, there came the resolve that you would not abandon your effort until you located the switch. You were determined to enjoy the good things awaiting you. So you renewed your search with the feeling of assurance that ultimately you would find a way to turn on the light. After more fruitless endeavor, you paused to rest and to wonder where the switch could possibly be. "It must be here. I shall find it," you said to yourself. And again, you passed your hands over the walls, although you felt certain that you had gone over every inch that you could reach. This time your thoughts and movements were not quite so tense, although equally determined. As your hands moved slowly up and down, your mind caught the idea that the switch might not be on the wall at all. You paused a moment, and the suggestion that it might be on the floor registered in your consciousness. But reason stepped in and argued, "Impossible. Whoever heard of a light switch being placed on the floor?" But the suggestion persisted. Why not try? You have gone over what seemed the most reasonable places to find it. Try the floor. So then you begin to reach out uncertainly with your feet for some projection on the floor, which might be the light switch. Finding the light. Almost instantly, your feet came in contact with an unfamiliar object. You put your hands on what seemed to be a push button, but no light appeared. Nevertheless, you now felt quite sure that you had located the switch. You pause and involuntarily ask yourself, "How does this thing work? It won't push, it won't pull." Back came the answer within yourself like a spoken word, sideways. You move it sideways and the room is flooded with light. Your joy at finding a responsive intelligence within yourself could not be expressed in words. It was a rapture of the heart which you may have felt at many times. My thought as I read this is that these may have all been retyped. And so there are some grammatical things there. But if you can look past all of that and really tap into the meaning of this passage, it is exactly the way the law of attraction works. It's the exact way I try to explain how the process works to a client. And inevitably, as they're searching for the switch, right, they will feel the resistance that will make them want to quit, right? And then if they find that place within them, that resolve within them, their faith, and continue, divine information will start to filter to them, the intuitive information, that will tell them the exact steps to take to get what they want. It's really beautiful, and it's exactly how it works. But if you hold the belief that, no, I'm not going to find it, you're going to quit. If you hold the belief, oh my God, why is it taking so long? This is the process. This is the way I do it. This is the way I found, you know, the light switch in the past. It needs to work this way. You're not going to find it. If you stay in a place of doubt, yes, there should be a light switch here, but it's probably not, because that's just the way my life works. Things don't work out for me. Then you won't find it. You won't get the downloads. You'll quit. And I see it happen constantly. And I'm grateful that I do what I do because I help people move through that part of them. But think about how many ideas, how many solutions, how many cures have been lost because someone gave up in their quest. So this example is so beautiful because if you set out and you're using just your unconscious intelligence to find what you need, you know, you're searching the wall, this is where it should be, this is what I know to be true. But you're ready to go to the next level, right? So you set out on this quest for all these beautiful, amazing things. Your intelligence has to expand to make room for those beautiful and amazing things. So you must stay on the journey, right? And in that staying on the journey and being willing to let go of your preconceived idea of how it needs to be, then you will reach exactly what is that you want. And the way you'll get that is through the divine information. What often happens when people set out to accomplish a goal, attract a partner, lose weight, start a business, get a promotion, they use just their intellect, right? And that's a great starting place. And they tire themselves out. And in that tiredness comes frustration. And from there, they stop. And so if you can let go of the need to do it a certain way, and if you can approach it from a light, open-hearted space, you might have to pause for a second and reset yourself. Then you will start to get intuitive information that will make the journey easier. You can't get to where you want to be using the tools that got you to where you are presently. You have to be willing to be open to new ideas and new information and new ways of believing. So, I was working with a client around a business. I work right now. I have a lot of clients that want to start businesses or expand their business. And I find that they want to take the mentality of an employee into starting a business. And that mental structure doesn't offer them the lightness, the space to embody the energy of being a business owner. So a part of the way in which I coach them is that they've got to let the employees in them go so that they can take the soulful, inspired action that will come forward, the wisdom that will come forward, so that they can fulfill their desire of starting and growing a business. If you have always struggled with money, you're going to have to let go of the beliefs that you've taken on that caused you to struggle with money. If you have always found yourself in relationships that were unfulfilling, you're going to have to let go of your behaviors, because mostly, yeah, you're going to have to let go of your behaviors and beliefs and thoughts that create unfulfilling relationships. And this is not to make yourself wrong. It's just acknowledging that you are worthy of your desire. And maybe you don't have all the information to get what you want, but you have to be open to the fact that, it's possible, right? The fact that you have the desire means that, yes, it is going to happen if you will allow it to happen. And you have to sit with it and say, where have I been getting in the way of the fulfillment of this desire? Where have I been getting in the way of the fulfillment of this desire? And then consciously make a different choice. And sometimes it starts with only go for what you want. Get clear about what you want and then only pursue what you want and don't compromise. So if we're going back to this example, there was probably a time where this person who's searching for this light switch could have been like, you know what? I have some matches in my pocket. I'm just going to light these matches over and over again, and I'll kind of see what I want in the room. And that's good enough for me. That's settling. And so many of us do that. We'll start a business and we'll say, I'm making a little bit of money and I just got a promotion in my job. So I'm just going to stay on my job and play with this business, you know, and hopefully one day I'll be able to transition. That's settling. That's settling, friends. But if you're going to play full out and go for it and really, really go for it, you're going to have to stay in the game. And a part of staying in the game is changing your mind. Changing your mind, believing that it's possible, shifting your thoughts around, making different choices in the way you use your energy, and being open to divine inspiration to guide you. It's so easy and so fun and so miraculous if you will allow yourself to go on the process to what you want. So again, be willing to be open to divine information. Let go of your need to know exactly how it needs to go at the beginning. Also, let go of your preconceived ideas about how it needs to go. Because when you get really attached to the how, and I've said this many times on the program, you were in God's lane, right? So then if you're in God's lane, God can't help you. You're occupying God's space. But if you stay open to all the ways in which what you want can come to you, then you can create a miracle. Now, next layer to this, if you stay open, fully and completely open, requires that you let go of your limiting beliefs. You have to let go of the doubt, fear, worry, scarcity, lack-based thinking. So if you let go of all the fear and then replace that fear with curiosity, with courage, with joy, with gratitude, with a willingness to proceed, then you will start to open yourself up to the divine information you need to figure out the how, right? And so God's job, and I'll say it to you very clearly again, God's job is to determine how something will happen for you. God's job is to determine the timing of that. But here's the thing. If we let go of the need to control the how, and we step into the space of all possibilities, and we move through the experience with a light and open heart and an open mind, and from a space of curiosity and from a space of course it's going to happen, right? If we move through that experience with that openness, then God will through our openness, give us very specific wisdom to support our desire. So there's your business, God's business. This is Byron Katie that I'm quoting or paraphrasing. Your business, God's business, and someone else's business. I talk a lot about someone else's business. That's called free will. Every human has their free will. They get to play it out the way they get to play it. You can't control what somebody else does. So that checks off a box. I don't have to think about what everybody else is up to. I just have to think about my own energy. And then if you know God's going to make the how happen and the timing happen, you don't have to think about that. All you have to think about is what you want and staying in a space of believing what you want is possible and staying in the energy of believing that what you want is on its way to you and feeling the vibes of that happening, knowing that it is yours, acting in alignment with that happening, and taking the appropriate action, right? So if you are looking for a job, you would start to apply. You would get your resume in order. And through those doing, divine information will come forward to point you in the direction of more to do that will help you get there faster. And more, if you go back to that passage, I'll read it to you because it was so good. This time your thoughts and movements were not quite so tense, although equally determined. As your hands moved slowly up and down, your mind caught the idea that the switch might not be on the wall at all. You pause a moment, and the suggestion that it might be on the floor registered in your consciousness. But reason stepped in and argued, impossible. Whoever's ever heard of a light switch being placed on the floor? But the suggestion persisted, why not try? You've gone over the floor for what seemed like the most reasonable places to find it. Try the floor again. You've gone over what first seemed like the most reasonable places to find it. Try the floor. So then you begin to reach out uncertainly with your feet for some projection on the floor, which might be the light switch. Almost instantly, your feet came in contact with an unfamiliar object. Instantly. So when you decide to shift your perspective, instantly what you want will manifest. Instantly. I was talking to a woman last night, brilliant, amazing, super smart, locked in on one how. And I told her, just be willing to be open to something outside of that. She was applying for jobs. And she thought, because we as humans, we think we know the answer. But if we can just be open and try something else based on our intuitive hits, then an answer can present itself. Yeah. It's quite miraculous and amazing and wonderful. And so how do you do this when you're in the moment? Notice if you're feeling tense. So if you're feeling any type of tension, it probably means you need to make a shift. And I hate it when people say this to me. I went through a period of time where my mom would say, Amy, well, clearly you need to do something different. But I kept saying to her, I'm like, well, I get up every day and try something different. And but it's not just try something different. Try the divine wisdom that's already been floating through you. Get still so you can be receptive to the divine wisdom floating through you. Clear out your limiting beliefs so that you can be open to all possibilities. So you can stop trying to control the how and when of things and allow God to direct your path through your intuition. It's really amazing and wonderful. So again, the law of attraction can be really easy. It's always working. But making it work for your highest and greatest good can be a bit challenging if you are so dead set on your human way of approaching things. And I can't say this enough, but if you can just be open to all possibilities, if you can get the fuck out of the way, and allow God to guide your steps, you will get exactly what you want. And it starts with asking yourself, what do I want? Why do I want it? What beliefs am I holding that tell me I can't have what I want? And letting go of all of those beliefs, even the beliefs that you think sound true. If there's any belief that you're holding that says you can't have what you want, then it is a lie. Even if it seems like the most practical wisdom, you got to do it this way. And I'm telling you guys, so much of the practical wisdom, particularly I see it a lot in business. I see a lot of it. I see some of it in dating, but I think most people have dating all wrong. I had a client, she was telling me she wants to be in a long-term relationship, and that's what we're working on. And so she was dating a man that wasn't right. He didn't match her list. Mainly, he didn't want to be in a relationship. And that's cool. That's his free will. But she doesn't have to stay in it. He still wanted her to hang out and, you know, have sex with him and go to things. And but he wasn't looking for a committed, lasting, loving relationship. And so she had to end that relationship because she had her desire for a lasting, loving relationship that leads to marriage. And so she was telling somebody about it, I think a brother or a friend, and they were like, well, that's not long enough. Like, you broke up with him too soon. Well, that's not good wisdom, right? It's so black and white. This is where it is, actually, very black and white. If somebody doesn't want the same thing you want, then it is your job to move on and find what it is that you want, right? But the world's going to try to tell you. Like, I know to somebody, even me, she was retelling this to me, I was like, oh, shit. Like, my human self, not my spiritual self. My human self was like, oh, shit, did she cut it off too soon? And then my spirit guides were like, no, he said he didn't want to be in a relationship. You can't make somebody want to like you, right? You can't make somebody want what you want, right? They either know or they don't. And if they don't know, then that's probably a no. Particularly with romantic relationships. So we can easily be fooled by the gobbledygook junk that comes out of people's mouths that sounds eloquent, right? And the fact is we have to stay the course. That man was not right for her because it was taking her away from her path of finding a lasting, loving relationship. Because he had already said he didn't want that, right? And so we have to trust our own intuition. Also, as you know, as her and I have had conversations about it, there were a lot of other red flags, right? It wasn't just that. There were like tons of things there. But we can compromise and say we just want something, or we can go out and get exactly what we want. And that requires us being honest enough with ourselves to write it down, to declare it, to state it to ourselves, to do the self-inquiry, to figure out what it is that we desire most. And you know when something is right for you, and you know when something is not. And here's the thing, obstacles are an inevitable part of the game on either side. So if you know you're going to have to deal with obstacles, might as well deal with the obstacles that come with pursuing that which you want most, as opposed to pursuing something because you're compromising. You don't have to compromise. You don't have to settle. You get to have what you want. 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 And if you haven't gotten what you want, it just means that you need to open yourself up to all possibilities and allow the divine to guide your steps. And that may require that you take a little break, you take a day off, you take a week off, no more than a week, no fucking longer than a week, because then your head will start playing games with you. You take a week off, you reset, you take a breath. You remind yourself that you are worthy and deserving of all that you desire, and that is fact. It's not something you have to prove. Still inside, you breathe deeply. You go within. And to say it again to God, I want this. I desire this. Show me how I can see my situation differently so that I can be a divine match to inspired action. And God, I'll do it. With that prayer, you must be committed to doing the work. But I promise you, if you've done it up to that point, of course you're going to do the work. And the work is going to be so minimal compared to what you had been doing previously. You don't have to settle. It can be easy. Open your heart. It's there. It's there. It's there. The light switch is there. The light switch is there. Stay open. Stay open. No need to compromise. No need to play smaller. Go high. Go high. Go high. Until next time, thank you for hanging out with me on this program. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you want to talk during this time, I do have single sessions available where we can just hang out and you can open your heart, you can open your mind, and just say everything you need to say so you can clear away some of the debris that's keeping you from hearing your own intuitive wisdom so that you can take soulful action and get exactly what you want. You can book a session at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com under Work With Me. Care of yourself. Thank you again for listening.